So I want everybody to soak in the football weekend. Week 5 in high school, week 4 in college football, week 5 for Nebraska, week number 3 of the NFL season. I want you to soak it in before you look to next week. The sports world next week will be dominated by Tom Brady is going back to Foxborough. If you don't want to hear that storyline, it's going to be a long week for you. The game is next Sunday night. Tom Brady's dad, who's done a lot of talking this week, Alex Guerrero has done a lot of talking this week. I wonder how much Brady and Belichick and Gronkowski will talk next week. They'll just let all the expatriates talk. ESPN has announced they're taking their Sunday NFL countdown show to Foxborough. They don't have the game. It's not a Monday night game. It's a Sunday night game. But they are, just like College Game Day, they are taking their show on the road. So, it'll be nothing but Tom Brady against Bill Belichick next week. Maybe some of the Buccaneers will play. Maybe some of the Patriots will play. But it's going to be Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick all week long. How long do you think, when we get to Monday morning, how long will it take before you get absolutely sick of that storyline? Maybe by noon on Monday? Maybe. But outside of that, has anybody else checked out next weekend in college football? It'll be a quiet game around here. It's Nebraska and Northwestern. It's a night game. First night game of the season. First night game since 2019. The opening weekend of October in college football. Again, I don't want to fast forward. We got Notre Dame, Wisconsin. We got Texas A&M, Arkansas. We love chaos, so we might have some upsets. Next week in college football, Oklahoma is at Kansas State. Oklahoma has West Virginia tomorrow in Norman. Kansas State is in Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. You have Cincinnati is in South Bend to take on Notre Dame. What is the after effects of Notre Dame's game against Wisconsin? Cincinnati, they're trying to knock BYU off of the perch of who has the best resume of a group of five to possibly be considered for the playoff. Plus, that would be Desmond Ridder, who is in the Heisman consideration. Then you have Arkansas goes to Georgia. Arkansas has to face the Texas A&M defense and the Georgia defense back-to-back. You have Ole Miss at Alabama. So I am more into the Lane Kiffin-Nick Saban storyline next week than I would be into Brady against Belichick. Because Lane Kiffin, who, you know, Nick Saban lives in his head. Granted, Kiffin was there, worked under Saban, has some fun. But he talks about Alabama a lot. I mean, a lot. He went after Shane Beamer of South Carolina this weekend when Beamer was asked about how good Georgia's defense was. And he said, well, they got five stars. And Lane Kiffin on Twitter responded to Shane Beamer of, have you not played Alabama? Then Kiffin, was it yesterday or the day before, was talking about the portal and transfers, and he said Alabama can just cherry pick. So Kiffin, Saban is living rent-free in Kiffin's head. I think Kiffin has a little fun with it, but those two play next week, and Matt Corral goes to Tuscaloosa. Alabama won't have, it's a blip this weekend. They play Southern Miss. They're going to crush Southern Miss. Or maybe they won't. No, I'm just, but you have Ole Miss and Alabama. And then the biggest game in the Big Ten next week is Michigan and Wisconsin. Michigan should be 4-0. They play Rutgers in the Big House. They should be 4-0. Wisconsin, if they beat Notre Dame, maybe Wisconsin is back, and that will be a matchup of two teams that possibly could be inside of the top 15 or just outside of 15 in the rankings. The slate next weekend is fantastic. But some of those teams, you need to do work so that you we can still have those really, really good matchups. I mean, Michigan, watch them this weekend against Rutgers. The way they run the football, they win in Madison, they could roll into Lincoln unbeaten. And I'm wondering what that would do for kickoff time and network. So I don't want to fast forward. I mean, we only get so many trips around college football and the NFL. But that's what you have ahead of you. All right, tomorrow in East Lansing, I think we'll be talking about Adrian's arm over his legs. Michigan State against De'Eric King, and they've faced other quarterbacks that can pull it down and run. I think that we'll find a way to keep Adrian in the pocket. Now, it's going to be on the offensive line, on the extra tight end to help out with blocking. But I think we'll be talking about Adrian's arms. I think Adrian can turn this into a 7-on-7 game with Torre and Manning and Betts and Allen and Vokalek and even some Ramir Johnson out of the backfield. I think Nebraska can do work throwing the football. I think they will put up a big number throwing the football. Michigan State will have a spy like Oklahoma did to watch Adrian. And if Adrian does not force it and say, I got to pull it down and get out, and gives himself some time, because Michigan State will have come with some controlled blitzes, I don't think they will try and light up Adrian. I think they will say, go ahead and beat us, and then we're going to go tackle. I think they'll give you some underneath stuff. So I think Adrian will have a big day passing number-wise. I don't think Nebraska will have much success running the football, and I don't think they should continue just to hammer, thinking they are. Pretty good Michigan State defense in stopping the run the way they scheme it. But I think passing the football, just taking what Michigan State's going to give you with some conviction, I think that's the best way to go for Nebraska. And on offense, I think we're talking about Adrian's arm more than his legs. If Nebraska has a chance tomorrow, I think they have to find a way to get up early. Get up early and stay with the lead. Or if it gets tied and Michigan State answers, you answer as well. Because if this game is to get away from what I believe it will be, a one-score game, it will get away because Michigan State scores early, they add another one, and then they pull away, and it's a hole for Nebraska. But I think this game comes down to the last possession. Who do you trust? We'll talk about it on Big Red Overreaction after tomorrow night's game. Great week, everybody. Thank you. For all of our guests, all of our listeners, all of our emailers, all of our texters, all of our tweeters, all of our I would rather just talk to Chance callers on the phone, because that's happened a lot today. Chance has basically had his own show on the phones.
Yeah.
He appreciates it. He gets lonely sometimes.
I do.
All of the segments are up on the radio replay page. The app right now is all funky. We're working on it, or the people that host our app, they're working on it. We apologize, but go to the webpage and you can find all of the segments. For Brian Munson, Brian Christofferson, Brett Ciancia, Dirk Chatelain, for Chance Oliver, I'm Gary Sharp. Have a great weekend. Make memories. Enjoy your football or whatever else you want to. You're doing this weekend. You're going to the Pumpkin Patch. You're going to Valas. Check us out if you want to watch high school football tonight. The game time game on Cox 13 is Elkhorn South and Papillion-La Vista. After tomorrow night, Michigan State, Nebraska. I'll be back in here with Chance. Josh will join me as well for Big Red Overreaction. We're back again on Monday with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show at 10 on 1620 The Zone. Have a great weekend, everybody.